This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 371 for Friday, April 28th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are falling back on Friday morning with support from comparable oils either side of steady. The July canola contract loses $6.60 at $702 per ton, and the new crop November contract gives up $4 at $679.40 per ton. Gains in Chicago soy oil are trying to temper further losses in canola, but declines in soybeans and soy meal, as well as in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed, are weighing on values. Small upticks in global crude oil prices are lending a small amount of support to the vegetable oils. Canola crush margins recover some lost ground, with positions between $160 and $190 per ton above futures. Spring planting is said to be underway in some parts of the western prairies, but portions of the eastern prairies are a few weeks away from getting started. The Canadian dollar is virtually unchanged on Friday morning. The loonie is at 73.48 U.S. cents. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is expected to announce an emergency waiver to permit the sale of E15 gasoline in most states this summer. Flooding on the Mississippi River has closed all locks and dams above New Boston, Illinois for the next 3 weeks. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange is resetting some of the trading limits. Effective Monday, the daily limit for soybeans will be $1.05 per bushel, soy oil goes to 4 cents per pound, while Chicago and Kansas City wheat move to 60 cents per bushel. Minneapolis wheat stays at 60 cents. Corn remains at 45 cents, and soy meal holds at $30 per short ton. In light of poor yields, the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange is warning it could cut its 2022-23 soybean production estimate for Argentina to below 22.5 million tons. France reports its soft wheat crop is 94% good to excellent, marking a record high. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Friday morning. The July contract loses 3 cents at $14.01 per bushel. July soy oil adds about 6-tenths of a cent at 51.44 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is down $2.60 at $424.80 per short ton. Corn is lower, with its July contract foregoing 7 cents at $5.74 per bushel. Oats are lower as well, with its July contract giving up 8 cents at $3.06. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, as Chicago July is unchanged at $6.29. Kansas City July nudges up a quarter cent at $7.65.5. And Minneapolis July tacks on 3 cents at $7.88. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Friday morning, April 28th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.